Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.
To that woman that knows what she wants, just how to get it. Word up. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. Yo, she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants and just how to get it. She knows what she wants. Yeah, she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants and just how to get it. She knows what she wants. She's bold, so she flaunts her hourglass jewels to mad clientele. Rejected, oh well, she ain't going to no hotel. Not the frantic freak type, but if you speak right, you get to take her out and dig her out on a weeknight. Weekend, she wants to spend your ends. Her shopping spree's colossal. Attitude semi-hostile. Mac Diva, Senorita. No reefer, no pizza. Just shrimp and lobsters, champagne and mobsters. Sucking up the cream like a vac to a carpet. Strictly black market now, you're her next target. Watch out. Cause yo, she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. Yo, she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. And just how to get it. Spotted her in the club with her crew nearby. Her looks are a lullaby to passers-by. She's too fly. Never gunshot. Hair is blown dry. She craves a wise guy to help her game amplify. So when you say yo, baby, she ain't gotta say hi to ya. Cause prior to this, he put rocks on her neck and wrist. Plus a fat joint on her finger. You best to have a batch of scratch and treats to bring her. And if you happen to luck up and get in, you'll find yourself another jealous trick-ass boyfriend. And furthermore, the mink she's donning is stunning. Blinding your senses done. Never put the two before the one, son.
It's the lesson well learned. It's going down. It's the lesson well learned. It's going down.
She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. Yo, she knows what she wants. Yeah, she knows what she wants and just how to get it. Never fall victim to a chicken you were sticking. Even if you think the punani might be finger licking. Never fall victim to a wicked woman's ways.
Why, son?
She's trying to get paid. Check it. One, she said she wanted to give me a son. Two, she said she didn't like my crew. Three, she never ever cooked for me. Four, she was my chérie or more. Yeah, right, it was all hype. I needed more insight. In retrospect, I know I slept from the first night. She did a split and that was it. Gave up my pimp license and flipped my whole friggin' script. But now I'm back like the Isleys, moving wisely. Sizing up the situation, keeping honeys waiting. Cause I got more to do than to be sucked dry. This tough guy will get by while the chickens wonder why. I don't be calling cause it's like X to next, kid. I know what I want and just how to get it like her. No disrespect, miss.
Now if you roll them hard enough, could change your life. I'm on a roll.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. So that was just Kelly Uchis with Your Teeth in My Neck. That song is such a banger. I was, like, singing and dancing in the booth indeed because it's such a banger. And you know what? Bring back dancing. Like, nobody likes to dance by themselves anymore. And honestly, I do it all the time. I literally, in my room, like, making playlists, I be, like, dancing, and then it's like, what are you doing in there? And I'm like, I'm dancing by myself in my room, and we need to bring that back. We need to bring back dancing, period. But anyways, today is a very, very special episode because it's the end of Women's Month, and one of my friends had actually told me that this month, October, is like Canada Women's Month, but March is like Women's Month for the States. Didn't know that, but nevertheless, I'm like, you know what, since I missed that one, today is like basically Women's Day. And I started off with Not a Woman, but it's such a banger of a song. She Knows What She Wants and Just How to Get It, Gangstar, which is literally one of my favorite songs. And I feel as though, honestly, like, it's weird because I think that in a sense of hip-hop, there is actually a lot of love for women. Tupac has written beautiful songs about women, and yeah, it's like, it's weird because you see one side of it where it's kind of like low-key, like, objectifying and like kind of bad and kind of like funky, but then it's like you hear beautiful songs like that where it's kind of empowering to women. And especially, I think that men obviously should be insanely in debt to women. I mean, we birthed you guys. Like, you're coming out of our wombs right now, so let's remember that. But anyways, today's episode is about women that I love and songs that I love by women that I love, and kind of just highlighting some great women for the end in my last episode of March, because next month is April, which is crazy to say, but I'm very excited nevertheless because it's like inches and inches closer to summer, and you know what that means. But anyways, yeah, played Kelly Uchis, Gangstar. But yeah, that's kind of the vibe for today, is a whole lot of women. That's the only male that you're going to be hearing today, is Guru, but we love Guru, so that's okay. But anyways, here is Woman, by Lil Sims with Cleo Soul as like the beautiful vocals in the background, and I love this song a lot. Yeah, it's perfect. It's so perfect, and it's exactly how I feel about the women in my life. So here it is, Woman, on UMFM 101.5.
Yeah, women got the melanin dripping. Nella Wendy, O-N, city girl living in the back, looking like fire, chili pepper. You're a bad girl, tougher than imperial leather. He was getting bitter while she was getting better. Diamonds are forever. Miss Sierra Leone looking like a gem. Works hard in the week, party on the weekend. Know you wanna live with no one watching how you spend. Got a thing for the finer things and the finer men. Miss Tanzania, she a do or die. Says she wanna know more about the Sukuma tribe. We hit the zoo, once wasn't enough. Got an ocean full of knowledge, you could scuba dive. Miss Ethiopia can play so jazzy. They sit you down to school, you want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up. Honeys, no town, you repping for your country, son, kissing your brown skin, looking like money. Says she focusing on being an accountant. When you have beauty and brains, they find it astounding. Why she been getting it on her own, nigga? Self-made, ain't nobody doing gold, nigga. Now, Miss India always beats with her chest. Got respect from her people, cause she leaves them the best. Real life queen in the flesh. Know the crown get heavy, still the bees in your head. Brooklyn ladies, know you hustle on the daily. Innovative just like Donna Summer in the 80s. Your time is seeing you glow now. Intelligence and elegance, show them how. Miss Jamaica understand food for the soul. She get up in the kitchen or she throw down. Ain't nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up. Ahead of time, and you know that you're fine. You're so damn fine. She a gonna girl, calm with it, never let the marijuana fail. Though a sucker for the romance, take you to the homeland. One way she ain't coming back, nah. All I see is black stars and I friggin' love it, yeah, yeah. Time's up, tell them people that we coming, yeah, yeah. Done being in the shadow, going public, yeah, yeah. Don't know how to bear it, how to stomach, yeah, yeah. Hand over the shit and let us run it, yeah, yeah. All we know is looking clueless, all they know is stairs, yeah. Ain't nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow, glow, glow.
You know, Cindy, sometimes, you know, I just look around and I just think of all the things we've gone through, all the great things in life, and all the horrible things that are just the other half of the great things in life. And how you don't really get greatness without sacrifice. You don't get good things without a little bit of pain. And how happiness is the substitute for the emptiness that you can sometimes feel on the other side. And, you know, it just reminds me to call you, but then you never pick up the phone.
What we're making is history, fooling impossibility, making love not a fantasy. Love is true, love is you. Oh. Making storybook dreams come true, feeling just enough love for two. Such magic in being with you, cause it's true, loving you. Go seek, kissing.
sense in sharing this one and only life. Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
me, hold me, don't let me go. I love you so.
So that was just Patrice Rochen with Remind Me. Oh my god, it's so good. It's from the 80s. I did a little throwback session with not only Remind Me, but Young Hearts Run Free. I freaking like that song, especially like currently. Like, I freaking love it so much. And it's kind of a sad story, though, because she did write it about when she was with her abusive boyfriend, and he was kind of being like crazy and was trying to kill her. But she kind of wrote it to young girls being like, guys, if he's terrible, leave her, because you're young and you're beautiful and you're free. And I think that like is perfect. It's exactly that song. And yeah, it just reminds me of like girlhood, and it reminds me of like just dilly-dallying with my friends and being free, like, as a young woman, and I think that it's awesome. But also big shout-out to, like, older women as well, because I think, like, I don't know, I am definitely a person where I'm scared of growing up and I'm scared of getting older. But then I look at, like, the women around me and I look at their lives and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm excited for adulthood. I'm excited for that. And to have like a future like that, because it's really fun, especially like my big sister, shout out to my big sister, like just kind of like listening to her life and like kind of like the chronicles, and like even sometimes getting to go out with my sister and her friends, which is like so lovely and so awesome. But like going out with them and stuff, and it's just like they're the coolest, like awesomest people ever, and they love to go dance. And like I think that I'm really grateful that I have so many awesome people that like are in my life and can show me that like being an adult is not scary, and it's actually awesome. And like honestly it really is, because even when I turned like 18, there was just like so much more freedom and I could do so much more. And yeah, it's like I get scared, but then it's like I look at the women in my life that are older than me and have like such lovely lives and they're are just doing amazing things, and I'm like, you know what? Because like I'm not really scared, but I kind of am, but I'm not really when I look at those women. So shout out to you guys, because yeah, it's like literally all the older women in my life are like fabulous as hell, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I could still be fabulous when I'm older. Like, it's okay. But yeah, shout out to Young Hearts Run Free, because literally, and I think like so many of my friends and so many of the people that are in my life. Yeah, it's like even when it's like we grow up, I think we still have some part of our youth and some part of our childhood attached to us, especially like personality wise and stuff. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. But anyways, I'm kind of yapping. We also listened to Minnie Riperton, Perfect Angel. I love Minnie Riperton. She is like so girly pop, like so precious. I love Minnie Riperton so much. Like she is like pinnacle, like whimsy black girl, and I love it so much. Because yeah, it's absolutely lovely. But yeah, today is kind of about like women in my life, and honestly, like, it's crazy. Like, I'm just so grateful for, like, all the women in my life, and, like, literally making, like, a little collage on my Instagram for, like, a little promo for today was, like, I was, like, literally tearing up because I'm just, like, oh, my God, my heart is so full and my life is so full and I have so many great women in my life. And, yeah, it's, like, it's really special to me because I think, like, kind of growing up and like watching TV shows and watching things and like seeing like so many great women friendships, and I mean it took me a while to get like a group of goated people, but like now that I do have that, it's like holy shit. I hope like everybody has this in their life, and I hope everybody has their people in their life because it's so important and it's like the best like most nourishing thing ever. And yeah, no, I really, really love all the women in my life. And, like, I would literally choose to be a woman in every single life. I think that sometimes it's obviously so hard. Like, I'm a black woman in this life. Like, it's definitely hard. But at the same time, like, again, I would choose womanhood. I would choose being a woman, like, literally every single time. Because there's something so beautiful and so special about it. And yeah, it's just so awesome. Like, genuinely, like, I'm, like, kind of tearing up because it's just, it's really special to me. And, yeah, I thank you if you're a woman in my life because you have made my life, like, literally, like, amazing and the reason I want to wake up every day and do my life. So, yeah. But, yeah, and I was, like, I have to dedicate a special episode to the women, not even just women in my life, but women in general, like, and mutual friends and just everybody that, like, is a woman and is lovely and amazing. It's just, like, keep doing you and keep being the amazing women that you are, because women are literally the backbone of, like, everything. Like, literally everything. Birth, that's us. Birth, that's us. Food, that's us. Literally everything. Everything. I can't really think about more at the top of my head. But anything you can think about, that is us. Yeah. Anyways, I'm, like, hella yapping. But, like, yeah, no, thanks to, like, every woman in my life, for real. Every woman, period. Because, like, women are so powerful and so amazing, and we've not really had some great feats in this world. And I think it's really inspiring to still see women, like, literally breaking down so many different, like, systematic issues and problems and bringing, like, so much light and so much leadership. And yeah, it's just, it's really, really special. And yeah, like, womanhood is the best fucking thing in the world. Like, excuse my language, but, like, genuinely, it's the best thing in the world to, like, experience and, like, hang out with my friends. Like, it's literally, like, I go home and I'm like, oh my God, like, my Shayla's, like, because it's, yeah, like, literally, I hope that everybody has the type of love that women bring. I couldn't imagine myself without it. It's like, women literally are the people that taught me how to love and how to be a good person. So, yeah. Anyways, that's like my love letter to women. But yeah, okay. I have some more songs though. Okay, next one I'm really excited about, and I think it just dropped today. Yeah, it just dropped today. It's this girl that I found on TikTok, and like, bear with me here because like, found on TikTok, but she's so great. Her name is Girl Sweet Voiced. I don't know what her actual name is. Shout out to her, though, because she basically posted this video and she sampled Joni Mitchell, California. And you can literally hear it. Like, it's very, very obvious. And it, like, sounds just so good. And it's literally such a bop of a song. And it's just, like, so cute and, like, whimsy. And I love it so dearly. And I'm so excited that it's now on streaming services because, like, it's such a banger. And then I remember also seeing somebody, like, play the guitar on top of it, which was also really good. But anyways, she dropped it today. I remember she posted, like, a while ago being, like, Joni Mitchell, like, cleared the sample so I can, like, actually post it. And then it was, like, kind of crazy and also such a flex. Like, Joni Mitchell was, like, hell yeah, go ahead and post this cover or, like, I guess this interpretation of California. Big AF flex. But yeah, anyways, here is Tonight. It's so sweetie. I hope you guys enjoy it on UFM 101.5.
There's a place I go. Tongue. When you walk in the bar and you're dressed like a star, rocking your ethnic pumps, and the man notice you with your Gucci bag crew, can't tell who he's looking to, 'cause you all look the same, everyone knows your name, and that's your whole claim to fame. Never miss a night, 'cause your dream in life is to be a footballer's wife. You don't like players, that's what you say. What you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. You don't like ballers, they don't do nothing for ya. What you love, a rich man 6'2", what's taller. You're more than a fan, looking for a man. But you end up with one night stands. He could be your whole life if you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no taste. Don't be too upset if they call you a skank, 'cause like the news every day you don't like players, that's what you say. But you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. All them big ballers don't do nothing for ya. What you'd love, a rich man 6'2" or taller. You can't sit down right, 'cause your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's ladies night. With your big empty purse, every week it gets worse. At least your breast cost more than hers. So you did Miami, 'cause you got there for free, but somehow you missed the plane. You did too much E, met somebody, and spent the night getting caned. Without girls like you, there'd be no fun. Go to the club and not see anyone. Without girls like you, there's no nightlife. All those men just go home to their wives.
cause you're pushing 30 and your old tricks no longer work. You should've known from the jump that you always get dumb, so dust off your fuck me
So I just teased that song because actually I was going to talk and then Michael came in and I was like, oh, hey, King. Anyways, this is kind of the end of today's episode. I'm really, really happy that I got to do this because I hashtag love women. And yeah, no, it's like I needed to do this. We heard some Tonight. We also heard Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse is like literally one of my favorite white women ever. Rest in power to her. She has like the coolest. Like, I think that Amy Winehouse was genuinely one of my favorite intros to like a blend of just so many different genres, and like, oh, she's so good. She's so, so freaking good. F Me Pumps, off of Frank. I love Frank. That it's such a good album. Shout the freak out to Amy Winehouse. Genuinely, she is like, she's such a goat, especially like, I don't even know, just like in all senses. Thank you to England for the GOAT. Then I also played Hope Sandoval in The Warm Intentions, or in The Warm Inventions. I always freaking do that. But anyways, I have such a big love for dream pop vocalists, specifically women. Nancy Wheeler from The Sundays is like, again, one of my favorites ever. Her voice is like literally perfect. Also Hope Sandoval. Big shout out to both of them, because they did their big one. Like, that's all I'm gonna say, is they did their really, really big one, and I really, really love their work. But yeah, and then Tonight, which also dropped, so you guys got the first kind of listen. But yeah, and then I have two more. I have two more little funky, little underground, not gonna lie. I have Latris from her album Illuminate, which was just playing and I stopped it. And then I also have Solstice. And she has an album called Illusion, and I'm playing Wind off of that album, because I also love women in trip hop. It's like so, so freaking good. I wanted to play Astero, but I was like, bro, I played Astero so many damn times. So maybe not this time, but yeah, anyways, thank you for whoever's listening. Listening to my proclamation of love for all the women. Shout out to all the women, for real, because you guys are literally the backbones. We are the backbones. What am I saying? We are the backbones of everything ever. If I was president, if I was the world leader, I would probably erase the male population. And I'll leave you guys with that one. Anyways, happy Friday. It's kind of nice outside. It's a little warm. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to actually this really cool collective, DJ collective called Batty Vision, with Dre, Sarah, and Rachel. They are three amazing DJs, and they have an event coming up April 18th. The tickets drop on Sunday, I'm definitely going to be there. And if you love to dance and if you love music, all types of music, you should definitely buy a ticket. Because I love Batty Vision. I love what they do because they are so heavily on like no phones, like just literally be in the moment and dance and come and dance with everyone. And I think that we literally need that so, so like bad in our city. Like we need that. And I'm so excited because, again, they're like three of the most like badass, most beautiful, most like talented women ever. And they're so cool and so lovely. And like my sister really likes to go to like Batty Vision stuff. I unfortunately haven't been to one, but hey, April 18th, I will be there. And I'm so excited because they're all so, so lovely. And yeah, big shout out to them because they are like women, femme based DJ collective in Winnipeg. And I think that we definitely need more women DJs. We need more lesbian DJs. Shout out to Avery. But yeah, we just need more women, period. And it makes me really happy that those two or those three women have banded together to make such an amazing collective with such an amazing idea and kind of concept behind it. So shout out to you guys, big on that. But yeah, anyways, happy Friday again. Oh, First Fridays is next week. Super hyped for that. Let's go. Okay, April. I'm so excited. Anyways, yeah, happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for listening if you're listening. But yeah, this is Illuminate from Litris on UMFM 101.5. Stay tuned for Sabir, who is right after me. Happy Friday again. See ya.
it never seems to, never seems to cease.
Dan Frechette, you're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Let the wind sing an empty song.
If I told you once, told you time and again, if you don't do right, I'll find another man. You're losing me, baby, and I just wanna let you know and know it. You're losing me, daddy, and I just gotta show it. I know you got someone else, I can tell by the way you carry yourself. Now,
Right now I'm so disgusted. Seems like no man can be trusted.